Today's Daf Yomi is sponsored by the Magder family in memory of their grandfather, Mendel Ben Isser. We are in Masechta Shabbos, Daf Tezvav Amud Beis, 10 lines from the bottom of the Amud at the two dots with the words Kli Zechuchis. Before we begin the sugya, a short introduction is needed. Our Gemara for the next daf will discuss the tumah of three kelim, three vessels: kli mateches, metal kelim; kli cheres, earthenware; and kli zechuchis, glassware. The tumah of kli mateches and kli cheres is min haTorah; it's from the Torah. The tumah of kli zechuchis was instituted by the Rabbanan, as we learned in the sugya before. It was made by Yosi ben Yochanan and Yosi ben Yoezer. Kli mateches and kli cheres have different dine tumah. Kli zechuchis has some dine tumah like kli mateches, and on the other hand, it has some dine tumah like kli cheres. There are five differences between kli cheres, earthenware, and kli mateches, metalware. The first difference is pshutim, which means flatware, something, a keli that has no cavity, it has no receptacle. In the case of kli cheres, earthenware, these kelim cannot become tamei, and in the case of metalware, they can become tamei. Second, can a keli be mekabel tumah from the outside, or only from inside the cavity, inside the receptacle area? In the case of metal, it could be mekabel tumah even migabon, from the outside. In the case of kli cheres, it cannot be mekabel tumah from the outside. A final chumrah of kli mateches over kli cheres is when these kelim become broken, and then they are re-soldered in the case of a metal keli, or in the case of a kli cheres, it is put back into the kiln and refired and made again into a kli cheres. Could it be mekabel tumah? So min haTorah, both a kli cheres and a kli mateches, once they are broken, the original tumah that was on it is removed. However, as we will see on Tez Zayin Amud Beis, the Rabbanan, for a certain reason, instituted tumah yishana, an old tumah, that in the case of kli mateches, if it's plugged up, if it's re-soldered, and the keli can once again be used, the halacha is, mid Rabbanan, that the original old tumah is reinstituted. There are finally two stringencies of kli cheres over kli mateches. One of them is, can it become tor through a mikveh? A kli mateches can become tor through a mikveh, whereas a kli cheres cannot become tor through a mikveh. The only way to make a kli cheres able to remove the tumah is if it is broken. And finally, the question is, if there is a sheretz, for example, suspended in the airspace of a keli, will that keli become tamei or not? It's not touching any of the surfaces. In the case of kli mateches, it cannot become tamei. In the case of kli cheres, it can become tamei. So in this way, kli cheres is more chomer than kli mateches. With this introduction, let us now begin the sugya. 10 lines from the bottom on Tezvav Amud Beis. Kli Zechuchis. We learned before that Yosi ben Yezer and Yosi ben Yochanan were Mesakin Exera, that Kli Zechuchis, although min haTorah, it is not Mekabel Tumah, but it is Mekabel Tumah to Rabbanan. My time, a Gozer Bu Rabbanan Tumah. Why did were the Rabbanan Gozer Tumah on glassware? The Gemara answers, Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Amr Rish Lakish, Hoyel Utchilas Bri Yosin min haChoyel. Since glass is made from sand, and therefore it's a kind of earth, it's comparable to earth, so therefore the Rabbanan didn't want to get people confused that Kli Zechuchis is Tohar and Kli Cheres is Tamei, and therefore they said, we're going to impose Tumah on Kli Zechuchis as well. Shavinu Rabbanan Kli Cheres, since it's similarly made, the Rabbanan said it should have the same Dine Tumah as Kli Cheres. The Gemara asks the kasha elamiyato, if that is so, loy tehelan tahar b'mikveh. As we mentioned in the introduction, one of the differences between kli cheres and kli mateches is that kli mateches can become tor in a mikveh, and kli cheres, earthenware, cannot become tor in a mikveh. If you're telling me that kli zechuches is similar to kli cheres, and that's why the Rabbanim instituted the tumah, so the halacha should be that kli zechuches should not be able to become tor in a mikveh. And we have learned in a Mishnah, in Mesechta Mikvah, it's not like that. Alama tnan, why did we learn in this Mishnah the following? The Elu Chaitzim Bekalim. The following items make a separation concerning being metar the kalim in a mikveh. There are chatzitza. There's an intervention between the water and the surface of the keli. And if there's a chatzitza, you cannot be metar the keli. What are the two things that the Mishnah here is discussing? Hazefes, pitch, vahamor, and musk. These things will cause a chatzitza. In what kalim will they cause a chatzitza? B'chli zuchuches. Now, nothing else, it seems, will cause a chatzitza in a chli zuchuches, because a chatzitza can only be formed if the owner is makbid on it. If the owner doesn't want it on the surface, then it causes a chatzitza between the water and the surface of the kli. So since glassware is very smooth, so everything else is easily removed from the surface of the keli. So the owner is not makbid. It doesn't bother him if it's stuck to the keli. However, zephes, pitch, and more musk adheres to the surface very strongly, and therefore the owner knows he's going to have a hard time removing it from the surface. So on these two items, he is makbid that it adheres to the surface. Therefore, in glassware, it is considered a chatzitza, and the mikveh will not work, the keli will not become tor. Now, if you're telling me that the keli won't become tor because it's a chatzitza, what can we deduce from that? That tefillah works normally. It only doesn't work when there's a chatzitza. So you see clearly from that Mishnah Mikvois that kli zechuches could become tor in a mikveh. If they're like kli cheres, then they should not be able to become tor in a mikveh. The Gemara answers, hachav ma'askinen, we're speaking about a certain case. In other words, as Rashi explains, that a regular kli zechuches, in fact, you're right, would not be able to become tor in a mikveh. There's one kli zechuches that could become tor in a mikveh. Kegoin, what's the case? Shenikvoi, he put a hole in the keli, the hetef letoichan aver, and then he poured molten lead. Lead has a halacha of metal. He put molten lead to plug up the hole. V'Rav Meir, and this is going according to the opinion of Rav Meir, Da'amar, ha'koyel hoylach achar ha'maimed. Everything goes after the item that maintains it. In other words, in our case, if you have a glass keli, and the glass keli has a hole, and you plugged it up with a metal plug, which in this case would be the molten lead, so the molten lead is a maimed, and that maimed is made of metal. What is sustaining and maintaining this keli that it can remain a receptacle that you could put things in it? The metal lead that's plugging it up. So if so, the whole keli is considered no longer kli cheres. It now has a halach of wad of kli mateches, and kli mateches could become tor in a mikveh. So the Gemara is saying that usually you're right. Kli zechuches would have a din of kli cheres. Kli cheres is not mekabel tuma, but here we're speaking about a special case where you had a dover amaymid of metal, and that gives the whole keli a din of metal, and it is mekabel tuma. This sanya, where do we see this opinion of Rav Meir brought down? We see it in a brisa. Kli zechuches shenikvu. If you had a hole in a glassware, the hit of l'toichan aver, and you poured into it this molten lead, Amar Rav Shimon Gamliel. Rav Shimon Gamliel said, "There's a machloek between Rav Meir and the Chacham. Rav Meir mitamei. Rav Meir says it's tamei because he says that you go after the dover amaimid, and that makes it metal, and therefore this keli has a halach of a metal keli, and it is tamei. The Chachamim mitarin, and the Chachamim say it's tahor." So there are two ways to understand the Chachamim. How are the Chachamim arguing on Rav Meir? Rashi says a pshat, that according to the Chachamim, Batulei mitoris kli. The Chachamim say that we don't go after the metal plug. Rav Meir says you do go after the metal plug. The Chachamim say you don't, and therefore it's as if the plug is not here. So what is this keli now? It's a broken keli. And what's the halach of a broken kli cheres? That's one of the ways to get rid of tumah by a kli cheres, if you break it. So if the plug is keilu, it's not here, and we'll see the shear later is if the hole is big enough that a pomegranate can fall out from that hole. So this keli is not usable. If it's not usable, therefore it's the void now of tumah. That's how Rashi learns chachamim mitarin. Tosfos does not like that shot, because Tosfos says, after all, there's a plug. So if there's a plug, how could the Chachamim ever consider it that it's as if there's no plug here and it's a broken kli cheres? Factually, if you put something in the receptacle will hold whatever you're putting into it if you plugged up that pomegranate-sized hole. So how could the Chachamim say it's tar? Therefore, Tosfos learns that the Chachamim are not saying that there's no plug here. There is a plug. But since most of the keli is a kli cheres, they say you don't go after the maimid. Rav Meir says the whole keli gets a metallic halacha of metal. The Chachamim say, yes, true, there's a plug. Yes, there's a keli. But what kind of keli is it? The main part is not the maimid. They consider the main part the rest of the keli. So therefore, the status of this keli is cheres. And what they mean mitarin means midaraisa. It's a glass keli with a metal plug. So I give it a din of glass, and a glass keli midaraisa is tor. When they say the word tor, Tosfos explains it means midaraisa it's tor. It's only tamei midarabanan, but since it remains a glass keli midarabanan, so therefore tefillin and a mikveh won't help. So if we said before that there's a chatzitza, which means without the chatzitza I could have done tefillah. So who's the man the yomer who says tefillah helps by a glass keli? That's Rav Meir, who says a dover amaymid. You go after the plug, the metallic plug, and the keli, the whole keli is considered metal, and tefillah helps. Whereas, according to Rabbanan, the keli is considered a kli cheres. True, it's not a broken kli cheres. It's a whole kli cheres, but it's a kli zechuches. Kli zechuches, you can't be matar in a mikveh, according to the Chumash. So this is going according to Rav Meir. So we answered that kasha. Elamiyata, now that we're still going with the opinion that kli zechuches has a loch of kli cheres, loy litmu migabon, as we mentioned in the Agdama, one of the chalukim between kli cheres and kli mataches is that kli cheres is not metame from the outside surface, and kli mataches is metame from the gabon, from the outside surface. If you're telling me that a kli zechuches has a loch of kli cheres, the din should be that you should not be able, if a sheretz touched the outer surface of a glass, not the receptacle area, not the cavity area, but the outer surface, it should not be able to become tamei. And we learned not like that. Alama tanan. Why did we learn in the mission in kalim kli cheres v'kli neser? If you have earthenware kalim, or you have kalim made out of natron, this kind of substance, so tumas and shavet. The tumah of these two kalim are identical. How are they identical? Mitamin with a yud. Mitamin means they acquire tumah. Umitamin, and they convey tumah. How? Me'avirayan, from the airspace inside the cavity of the kli. Umitamin me'achirayan, they also can acquire tumah. Me'achirayan, from their outside. What does that mean? We just said a kli cheres cannot be mekabel tumah from the outside. What it means is from the back. In other words, for example, if you have a glass which has a long stem, and at the bottom of the stem there's a base, and if you turn the base upside down, in many times you will have a cavity in that upside down base. So that's what the Gemara means. From their back, their metame, if you flipped over that base, and now that cavity also is metame. So you have the interior cavity, when the keli is used the way it's normally used, and then you have the exterior a cavity when you flip over the keli. So that's also another mode of this keli becoming tummy. The ein mitamin megabeyen, however, from the outer surface of the kli, a kli cheres does not mekabel tuma. How are you mitar a kli cheres? Vishvirasan mitarasan. When you break them, you're mitar them. So it comes out a metal keli, you're mitar through a mikveh, and a a kli cheres, your mitar, by breaking it, and then you'll put it in the kiln again to make it back into a usable keli, that then it will become tor. So what is the Gemara deduce from this mission in Kalim? Kli neser, kli cheres, hu de tumas and shava. A natron keli and an earthenware keli, these two kalim have identical dine tuma. Avol midiach rin aloi, but glassware is not included. Glassware, l'chora, would have halacha, according to this Mishnah, of metal. So therefore, glassware will become tamei from the outside. You just told me that kli is chuches, has halacha of kli cheres, so the halacha should be that it's not mekabel tuma from the outside. And l'chora, from that mission in Kalim, you see that only kli neser and kli cheres are identical, but kli chuches is not identical, and kli chuches would have a din of kli mateches, that it is mekabel tuma from the outside. So Amri, they answered, yes, this is an exception. And it seems, according to the Gemara's Maskana, this is the only exception. This is the only case, the only halacha in which kli zechuches has a halacha like kli mateches. Why? Kiven dechi nishtabru. If you break a glass, yeshlam takana, so you can remelt the glass and reconfigure it and make a new glass out of it, which is the identical process that would use with what? With metal. If metal, for example, got a hole in it, you could melt the metal and reshape the, let's say, kiddush cup again. So shavinu kechli matches legabe this halacha that it could become tamei from the outside. They gave it the halacha of kli matachas of metal. Frey the Gemara elamiyativ so yachzru l'tumas nishana kechli matches. There's a special halacha by kli matches that if a kli matches broke or got a big hole in it and it's not usable anymore, so then if I resolder it, the old tumah that had gone off min hatorah comes back midrabanan. If you're telling me now legabi the halacha of tumah from the outside, that a kli zechuches has a halacha of a kli mateches, there should be a din of tumah yishana also. Where do we find the din of tumah yishana that the old tumah comes back once you resolder it? This nun we learned in a mission in Kalim. Kli matchois, metal kalim pshutayen, the flatware, which has no cavity, umekabalayen, or where it's hollow, where there is a cavity, it is a receptacle. Tameyen, they are tame by metal. Nishbru, they got broken, taru, they became tar. Midaraisa. Chazer vasim and kalim, if you made from these same broken metal kalim, you made new kalim from them, chazru l'tumasim yishana, midrabanan, and they went back to their original old tumah. So that's a halacha by kli mateches. Ve'ilu gabi kli zchuches, what's the halacha by glassware concerning this din? Does it get back its old tumah once you take a broken glass and you make it back into a new glass? Does it come back? We learned in a mission in Kalim that kli eitz, if you have wooden kalim, the kli or you have leather kalim, the kli etzim, or you have boneware, or kli zchuches, you have glassware, pishutei and tahirim. If they're flat without any receptacle, they are tor. Umekabalayin, if they have a hollow, tumeyin, because a kli cheres can only become tumey if it has a receptacle, if it has a cavity, as opposed to kli mateches, which even flatware can become tumey. Nishbru, if they got broken, these various kalim, including kli zchuches, taru. So by breaking it, that's how you make it tor. Chazer vasemem kalim. What happens if you fixed up the breach and you made it back into good kalim? Mekabelim tuma mikan ulabo. From now on, it's a good keli, it's mekabel tuma. What can we deduce? Mikan ulabo in. Only mikan ulabo does it get back to tuma. Balam afreya lo, but retroactively the tuma yishana does not come back. So what do we see the halacha of tuma yishana is legabi kli schuches? Like what? Like kli cheres or like kli matachas? The answer is it has halacha like kli cheres. But you just told me before that kli cheres has the same halach as kli mateches because legabe being tame from the outside. Why? Because you can melt it down and reshape it. Glass and metal have the same property there. If so, why isn't there a din of tumi yishana by kli zechuch? schuches as well? Says the Gemara, no. Tuma kli schuches mit rabbanan. The whole din of kli schuches tuma is only mit rabbanan, as we said before, because it's made from sand, so it's comparable to kli cheres, but it's a tuma mit rabbanan. A tuma yishana, the halach of tuma yishana, for whatever reason, as we'll see in Amud Beis, the reason was only instituted also de rabbanan. It's like sort of like a gzera l'gzera, but tuma de raisa achisu bar rabbanan tuma. So by a tuma de raisa, the rabbanan did impose their tuma of tuma yishana. When you're dealing with metal kalim, which is a din deraisa, they put in their tuma yishana. But b'tuma derabbanan, but by kli schuches, which the whole tuma is only derabbanan. Lo yachis lo rabbanan tuma. The rabbanan didn't make another tuma on top of the kli schuches that they'll make tuma yishana also. So therefore, legabed halach of tuma yishana, it remains like kli cheres. By kli cheres, the din deraisa stands. That what? That once it's broken, the tuma goes away. And it never comes back. They did not institute Tumah Yishana by Kli Cheres or by Kli Schuches. Gemara asked the Kasha, there's another halacha, Pshutein Miulatame. Why isn't the halacha that Pshute Kli Schuches, flatware made out of glass, should become Tame? Since you said it's comparable, Legabi the halacha of the exterior, it's comparable to Mateches, here there should be a din that flatware of glass should be Tame, like metal. Why? Doha Pshute Kli Mateches Daraisininu. The whole reason you didn't institute Tumah Yishana on glass is because glass is the Rabbanan, and Tumah Yishana is the Rabbanan. But Tumah of Pshute Kli Mateches is a Din Daraisa. Then the Rabbanan should have instituted it on glass as well, because glass, you said, is comparable to Mateches. The Gemara says, Avdibu Rabbanan Keirah. The Rabbanan didn't want to make glass too much like metal, because then a person would think it's mamish like metal, it's tamei mitaraisa, and kihechid loy lister falai, trum of a kachim. They would think that you have to burn trum of a kachim that touched a tamei glass, oh, like matachas, it's tamei from the exterior, there's also halacha, the pshutim are tamei, it mamish looks like metal, you have to burn it, and this is only tumid rabbanu, it's tumid rabbanu. Rashi brings down, we learned earlier, six things that the Rabbanan made Safik Kivadai, but only those six things that you have to burn by a Tumah de Rabbanan. By Sapras, we learned, it was yesterday's daf, that there's six things. But this halacha over here, they didn't institute that. So therefore, here again, it remains likely cheres. So from the whole sugya, it comes out that really Kli Zechuches is like Kli Cheres in most dinim. It's tar, there's no din of Tumah Yishana, there's no tefillah in a mikveh, there's the pshutim are flatware is not mekabel tumah, there's only one din where it's similar to Kli Mateches, and that is tumah from the exterior, it becomes tumah just like Kli Mateches. But according to the Mahalach so far, it's a lot like Kli Cheres, and it's a little bit like Kli Schuches. It's a hybrid, like in the middle. Sorry? Kli Zechuches is a little like Kli Cheres and a little bit like Kli Mateches. Rav Ashi Yamar, no. Rav Ashi disagrees. La'olam le'Kli Cheres damu. It's across the board like Kli Cheres. You had this one kasha. Udika kasha l'choy litma megabon. That's really the only problem on this theory. To say that Kli Zechuches is like Kli Cheres. So there's one exception to the rule, which is why does Kli Zechuches tame from the outside like Kli Mateches, if it's always like Kli Cheres, so why do you have that halacha? The answer is, Hoyel Venira Toichai Kabari. Since you're speaking about glass, where you could see the outside like the inside like the outside, so the pshat is, this is a Kli Cheres, where there is no outside. The outside is bottled to the inside. It's as if you have one whole keli of inside. And that's why it's tamei from the outside. Since it's transparent, I could see the inside when I'm looking at the outside, the Rabbanan said it's not considered like an outside. It's only the whole thing is considered like an inside, and therefore it's mekabel tumah even from the outside. So Rav Ashi holds across the board as a Kli Cheres, and the halacha of migabon is an exception because we really consider it as if it's inside anyway. I just want to repeat a beautiful thought, which is a Dover Drush, but it actually explains the halacha here as well from the Svas Emes in the beginning of Parsha Shlach. In our sugya we saw, let us take two of the five differences between Mateches and Cheres, and they are that Kli Cheres is metame only from the inside, not from the outside, and Kli Zechuch is metame from the outside as well, and also Pshute Kli Mateches is metame, and Pshute, when it's flatware of Kli Cheres, it's not metame. So we see, points out the Svas Emes, that there is a stress by Kli Cheres of a receptacle, of a cavity. And by Kli Mateches, by metal, there's no stress on the cavity. Even on the outside, it can become tummy. So with this, he explains the difference between the Meraglim of Yeshua and the Meraglim of Moshe Rabbeinu. In the beginning of Sefer Yeshua, Perek Beis, Pasuk Aleph, it says, Vayishlich Yeshua ben Nun min Ashitim, Shnayim Anashim Meraglim, Cheres Lemor. Cheres means surreptitiously. In secret, he sent them. The Yalkut says, what does it mean, Cheres? Surreptitiously, Rav Nechemya Amar, Asu Atzman Kadorim, they made themselves pottery salesmen. Vayetzayakim and Kolev and Pinchas, the Meraglim, cried out, V'yayimrim harei kederis misha yirtza yavav yiknu, whoever wants to buy the pottery, let him come and buy it. So Chazal were darshing the word cheres surreptitiously, like cheres. Cheres in Navi is spelled with a sin, and they were interpreting cheres samach, that they were pottery merchants. So what's the idea here of the pottery, that they dress up, disguise themselves as pottery merchants. So he says, everybody wants to know, why were Kolev and Pinchas successful Meraglim, and the 10 Meraglim of Moshe were not successful. So the Medrash he brings down says, Ein chavav nei HaKadosh Baruch Hu keshliach shenishtalach la'aseis mitzvah v'noisei nafshoi sheyatzlich b'shlichusoi. Hashem loves a shliach whose moisture nefsh gives up his, he's ready to give up his life for the success of his shlichus. So the difference, says the Svas Emes, between Kli Cheres and Kli Mateches is that Kli Cheres has no value in and of itself. The material has no chashivas. You're always metamei keli according to its chashivas. Buy gold and silver, which has its own inherent chashivas, its own value. So therefore, even if it's flat, it has no receptacle. It's mekabel tumah. It's mekabel tumah from the outside. You know, because the stress on a gold and silver keli is not the receptacle aspect of it. It's the substance. It's a hush of a substance. So even from the outside, it's makabal. Mashi ain't cane, earthenware, there's no cheshivas on the outside. The only cheshivas it has is that it's a receptacle. So Pinchas and Kalev were meister nefesh for the shlichas. They disguised themselves as earthenware, as pottery salesmen. This indicated, it wasn't just stam as a disguise. It was a disguise which explained what their mission. Their mission was one thing, Shluche de Rachmana. Our mission, which should be the mission of every Jew in this world, we have one mission, to be a receptacle for the divine, the Ratzon of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That was their Ratzon, and therefore they were successful. They saw Eretz Yisrael the way you're supposed to see Eretz Yisrael. Whereas the 10 Meraglim, the Zohar says, they had another agenda. Besides Hashem, their agenda was, the Zohar says, Hacha Anan Reishin. Here in Chutz Loretz, we are the heads of the Shvatim. Ba'aro Leiniskil Yosh Reishin. When they knew that their term is up, when they get to Eretz Yisrael, they're out. They're out of business. They're out of a job. They're no longer the Reish Shvatim. So they looked at Eretz Yisrael with a jaundiced eye, because they had a different agenda. They were like gold and silver, which has a chshivas in and of itself, without being a receptacle for the divine mission that they were sent for. So Mimela, their mission was doomed to failure from the beginning. So that's why, says the Svas Emes, the Kolev and Pinchas dressed themselves up like pottery merchants to indicate their mission was a Kli Cheres mission and not a Kli Mateches mission. Continues the Gemara. Shimon ben Shetach taking ksuba le'isha. We learned before that one of the takanas of Shimon ben Shetach was to give a ksuba to Isha, which it doesn't mean that he originated money to be given for ksuba. What it means, as we've learned, is that before Shimon ben Shetach, there was one item that was set aside, that this is what the woman will get after her divorce. So therefore, the husband had no, there was nothing to impede the husband from divorcing his wife, because he couldn't use this item anyway. So if he wanted to divorce his wife, he might as well divorce his wife. There's nothing holding him back. Whereas Shimon ben Shetach instituted that all his nechasim are achroyin, are responsible for the ksuba. So then, if he has to actually, he's allowed to use all his property, and then when it comes the time that he has to pay out, that will inhibit him from wanting to divorce his wife. That's the meaning of the takan of Shimon ben Shetach. He also was gozer tumah Shimon ben Shetach on metal kalim. Frey the Gemara kli matchos the raisin in it. What do you mean it was exer from Shimon ben Shetach? That's the beferish pasuk in the Torah. The siv it says in the Torah concerning the kli midjan ach as hazov es hakesef. And from this, the gold and the silver, we learn out a number of things. We learn out if you buy a keli from a goy, you have to be toivel it. We learn out that if the keli is treif, that you have to kasher it. And we also learn out that if the keli is that you have to be matarid. So these things are metal. It's written in the Torah Beferish that a metal keli has to have tahara. So the Gemara answers like Nitzchah El Tumah Yishana, which we learned about on Amud Aleph. The Tumah that Shimon ben Shetach instituted by metal kalim was the Tumah Yishana. If a keli is broken and you resolder it, that the original Tumah comes back. The Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. Why was this instituted? Because of a story that happened. Ma'isa b'shal Tzion HaMalka. There's a story with Tzion HaMalka. Tzion HaMalka was Yanai HaMelech's wife. She was the sister of Shimon ben Shetach. She was from the Beis Chashmonaim, and she was a queen after her husband Yanai died for 10 years. Yanai, as you'll remember, the Gemara in Kedushin tells us that he killed out all the Talmidei Chachamim with the exception of his brother-in-law, Shimon ben Shetach. So Tzion HaMalka she'asa mishta libna, she made a party for her son. V'nitmu kol keleha, and panic, suddenly someone died in the house. It was an oil hames, and therefore all the kalim that were in the palace became tamei. And here she has to make this grand party, v'shavrasin. So what did she do? She broke all the kalim. She made a hole in each keli. V'natas unesanasan litzorev. She gave it to a smith. V'rischan, and he resoldered them. V'asmem kalim chadashim. He made new kalim. So that now she can go and use it. Because midaraisa, as we learned before, a metal keli, if it's broken and you resolder it, the tumah that was originally there goes off. So she had a gevaldik chap. If she wouldn't have done this, what would have been the eitza? To be toivel in a mikveh. But since it became tameh from what? Tumas oil. Because a mace died, it's not enough to be toivel in a mikveh. What do you need? You need hazor from the mechatas of the parah aduma, shlishi v'shvi, the third day and the seventh day. Then you have to put it in a mikveh. And then you need hair of Shemesh. You have to wait till it gets dark. She had no time to wait for 7 days and go through this procedure. So therefore, she had a different eight. So I'll break it, resolder it, and I could use it right away. No, you can't use that express route. You have to use the method of 3 and 7, because if you're going to resolder it and you're going to make new kalim, the tumah is going to come right back. Tumah Yishana, that's a tumah mid rabbana. My timer. Why did the rabbana institute tumah Yishana by metal kalim? Mishum they were afraid that if we're not going to do this, everyone will get rid of the mechatas procedure. What do I need a 7-day procedure? I'll make a hole and then I'll resolder and I'll be good right away. So therefore, they didn't want this to happen. They made the tumah yishana. More ask the question. Ha nichel man di amru. This is good according to the man di amru who says loy lechol atumis amru el l'tumis meis bolvat. That the halach of tumah yishana was only said on a keli that became tumah through tumis meis. Then it's very good. Then it had to do with mechatas. They were afraid that this institution would become batel, and that's why they made tumah yishana. That's shaper el man di amru lechol atumis amru that they said the iser the tumah of tumah yishana for all types of tumah ma'yik lemeimer. So what the other tumahs you don't have to wait wait 77 days. It's only when it's oil amase. The other tumas, you just go to the mikveh. So there is no waiting 7 days. So what was the reason for the takana by the other tumas according to this Mandi Omar? Omar Abaya, there's still a reason to make tuma yishana. So there's a machlokes here, Abaya v'Rava. Abaya says gzeir shem aloy kvena b'chdei tarasi, because in order to render the keli unusable, you have to make a big hole. And Rashi says the shear, as we had in the Gemara and Brachas, that all the shivas haminim are for different shearim, and the shear of a rima and a pomegranate is that's the only way the keli can become tor, by making a hole in the keli as big as a pomegranate, so that the pomegranate would fall out. That then the keli becomes unusable. But let's say you only made it as big as a walnut, and you could still put pomegranates in it, the keli would not be considered unusable. So Abaya says, Gzeir Hashem Aloy Kvenim Bechdei Tarasei, you won't do such a good job. You won't make a big keli, a big hole in it of a rimon. And because of that kshash, they stopped this whole thing of making holes in Caleb. And if you do make a hole, your tum is going to come right back anyway. Rav Amar, no, a different gzeira. Shema yoimru, tfila bas yoima oila. The person who sees that, he knows that this keli became tome. And then suddenly he sees that the person is using, Reuven is using this keli that became tome the same day, and he didn't even wait till nighttime. What happened to Harav of Shemesh? So he figures, this doesn't need, you don't have to wait till the nighttime. So and the halacha is, you would have to wait till Harav of Shemesh, till nighttime. So therefore, in order that people shouldn't make that mistake, they stop. The person who's seeing this happen, he doesn't realize that how was Reuven matar to Kaylee by breaking it. He thinks Reuven went to the mikveh, and yet he didn't wait for nighttime. You don't need to wait for nighttime. So because of that, they made Xera that Tumi Yishan, if you're going to use the breaking method, the express method, you're going to have to, it's the Tumma will come right back. Frey, the Gemara, my Benayu. What is the difference between Abaya and Rava? The Gemara says there is a difference. Ika Benayu, the difference is, the Ratzpinu Meratzev, that the person made a pancake out of it. He flattened it out. So the Rashi has two pshatim, but we're going to go with the second pshat of Rashi, which Rashi says, Zen Nira Be'enai. That what? That in this case, so the chash of Shem Eloi Kveno, that he won't make the hole properly, that's still here. Even if he flattens it out, maybe he has to still make a hole, that it's totally not usable, and maybe he won't make a hole as big as a pomegranate. But however, the other pshat, which is that people will say he didn't wait till the nighttime and he went to the mikveh to be matar, that is not applicable here, because everybody sees that if the guy made a pancake out of it, what method is he using? He's using the destroying, breaking method. If he went to the extent that he mamish flattened it out and he's going to reconstitute it into a new keli, so they're not going to be chayshish that he went to the mikveh and didn't wait for Erev Shemesh, and then, according to that, the Zera would not apply in that case. Frayd the Gemara v'idach ma'hi. You told me some of the 18 Zeras, but you didn't tell me all of the 18 Zeras. What are the rest? This time we learned in the Mishnah Mikvois, Hamaniach Kalim Tachzat Sinur. If somebody put Kalim under a pipe, Lekabel Ben Meg Shamim, to receive Meg Shamim, and he wants to use these Meg Shamim in a mikveh, and we know that in a mikveh, what passes a mikveh? Meg Shuvim, water that's drawn in a Kalim. So the halacha is, Echot Kalim Gedom, whether it's big Kalim, Echot Kalim Tanim, whether it's small Kalim. Vafilikli Avonim, if it's Kalim made of stone. Stoneware, kli adama, mudware, kli glolim, kalim made out of dung, dry dung. Poislam is a mikveh. It's all considered mayim shuvim, drawn water, and it passes the rainwater in the mikveh. Echad amaniach, whether the person intentionally put the vessel under the pipe to get the rainwater into the vessel. Ve'echad ashechech, and even if he forgot it there, he didn't do it intentionally, it's considered mayim shuvim, it passes the mikveh. Divri beishamai, these are the words of beishamai. Ubeisilam etar, and beisil considered this case tor. Bishacheach, if he put it down intentionally, so it is Maim Shuvim. But if you forgot it there and it got filled up with water unintentionally, then it is not considered Maim Shuvim. Amar Rav Meir. Rav Meir said, Nimnu v'rabi Beishamai al Beisil. That day of the Yud Ches Zeres, there was more of Beishamai than Beisil. And therefore, it's part of the Yud Ches Zeres that Beishamai was victorious. And we learned before that Beis Hillel eventually agreed to Beis Shammai, and it was unanimous. And the halacha was that whether it's intentional or whether he forgot it there, the water that's collected in the keli is mayim shuvim epasos a mikveh. But umoydim Beis Shammai b'shechech b'chotzer shutar. If you didn't put it under a pipe, you just left it in a field, and in the field it collected full of rain. Beis Shammai is moided to Beis Hillel that it will be considered tohar. Why this is, we'll see in a few lines in the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Yaisi. Rabbi Yaisi disagrees. This was not one of the Yudches Gezeris that the water collected here intentionally or unintentionally is Maim Shuvim to Pasla Mikveh. Adai in Machloikis from Kaimai Medis. The Machloikis is still here. In other words, this was not a case where Beis Shammai was more than Beis Hillel and Allah is like Beis Shammai. It's still an old Machloikis. It was never resolved. And we know whenever there's a Machloikis Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, we have a rule that Beis Hillel wins. The Yudches Gzeres was an exception because Beis Shammai was the roiv of the Beis Hillel. Usually, Beis Hillel is the roiv over the Beis Shammai, and Allah is like Beis Hillel. So that's the opinion of Rabbi Yaisi. Amar Rabbi Misharsha. Rabbi Misharsha said to explain the machloikis between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, the Bei Rav in the Beis Medrash of Rav Amri, they said the following rules. So first of all, we have to know that if somebody, before we say what Bei Rav said, we have to know the following short hagdama, that if somebody unintentionally left a keli under a pipe in the field, wherever it is, without ever having any intention whatsoever, it definitely would be Torah according to everybody. It would not be Mayim Shuvim. Why? Because of a prerequisite which is called Nismale Lo Das. You must have Das when you fill up the Keli. So what is the Machloikis then between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel here? It's speaking about a case where, of course, in the beginning he had Kavona that the Keli should be Mekabel the water. But later he forgot about it. It's not that he didn't have intention from the beginning. In the beginning, he had intention. Then he got distracted and he forgot about it. So now it depends. Bei Rav is going to tell us what case the machloikis is in. Hakol moedim kishin nicham b'shas kishur avim. Tameim. If he put the keli under the pipe when the clouds were gathering together, so then, of course, even if later he got distracted and he forgot, we go after his initial intention, and it's considered nismala ladas, and the water is considered Mayim Shuvim, and it is Tamei, even if later he forgot. If he put the water down Bishas Pizurei of him when the clouds are dispersed, Divri Akal Tahirin, then everybody holds its Tor. I, he had Kavana, that when it rains later, let's say, I want it to be considered that I'm filling it up. So apparently, since at the time when you put it down, there was no clouds in the sky, we don't consider your intention as anything. It's considered as if you never had intention. If you never had intention, it's Tor. Where's the Machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel? Le'nechleku ela. She'nichem b'shas kishur avim. He put it down when the clouds were gathering. And he had intention at that time. Then this pasru, then the clouds dispersed. And then he lost his intention. Why did he lose his intention? Because of the weather. So before we said he lost his intention because he got involved in something else, then we say no, your original kavana, primary kavana, stands and it's tummy. But here where you lost your intention because of what? Because there's the weather conditions change. You see that the black clouds, the flood clouds have dispersed and it's not going to rain anymore. So then it means you were oiker. You removed your original intention and therefore it's considered as if you don't have any intention anymore. That's the machloikis Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. The chazru v'niskashru, the clouds came back. It got filled up with rain. So mar sover batla machshavtei. Beis Hillel holds, that's called shecheyach, where your original machshav is batla. It's not considered nismala ladas and it's tor. It does not passel the mikveh. Shammai holds no, that your original machshava is still here, even if it changed because of the weather. Therefore, it is Mayim Shuvim, and therefore, therefore it is metame the mikveh, and that's how we paskin like Beis Shammai, and that's one of the Yud Ches Gzeiras that was made on that day. The Gemara asks a kashul, Rabbi Yossi d'omer machloikis adayim m'koyma medes, according to the opinion we just said before of Rabbi Yossi, that he says this is not one of the Yud Ches Gzeiras, the machloikis is still here, and we paskin like Beis Hillel against Beis Shammai in this case of Shecheyach, but Srilu, so you're missing one of the 18. Which one are you going to substitute? Omar, Rab Nachman Bar Yitzchak, there's another halacha. Af benois kusim nidois, meri sasan, boy biyam gazru. The halacha is that a child who's a nida has all the halachas of a nida. So the kusim used to hold the dinim of nidus, but they didn't hold it by young children. So therefore the rabbanim made a gzera on that day, according to this opinion, that any child, even a 1-day-year-old child, and Tosfos brings down in Divrei Maskil af benois kusim, that this is that even a far-fetched thing which happens once in a million that a 1-day-old child should be a nida, he's choshish for that, Rav Meir. So memela they were misakin af benois kusim nidais marisasan from their beds where they were born on, from their cribs, boy b'yom gazru was part of the Yud Ches Gzeiras, that they, if a kusi tells you, oh no, my child is not a nida, it's not metameh, we say even a 1-day-old child is metameh. And this, according to him, is one of the Yud Ches Gzeiras.